Unit 2 Test, Part B, Audio 1. 1. Josh.
Recently, I've been cycling to work, but one day last week, I decided to drive. I was in a hurry because I had an early meeting at work. So, I was driving along, and there was a really slow driver in front of me. I wanted to get past, but he wouldn't get out of the way. Suddenly, the car stopped and I drove into the back of it. Although I was driving too close, I blamed the other person and we had a big argument. I feel bad about it now because it wasn't his fault.
2. Nadine.
I had an argument with my son last week. You see, I haven't been sleeping very well lately, so I was already in a bad mood. I'd just come home from work and he was watching TV. I could see he hadn't done his homework, so I said he was lazy. Well, he got quite upset about that. Apparently, he hadn't understood how to do his homework, so he was waiting for me to come home and help him. I apologised, but I still feel really guilty for getting annoyed with him.
3. Will.
I've been trying to be more helpful around the house lately. The other day, my flatmate was cooking a meal, so I started washing up the dirty dishes. I was trying to do her a favour, but I dropped one of the plates. Suddenly, she got really angry and said I was getting in the way. I tried to explain that it was an accident, but it didn't help. She's been working hard recently, so she's probably tired. Still, I don't think she reacted to the situation properly.
4. Molly.
I usually try to avoid arguments, but I got into one in a cafe the other day. I was waiting to get a coffee when a man jumped the queue in front of me. Those things don't normally bother me, but I was in a hurry because I had to get back to work. I made a comment like, "There's a queue here," but he just ignored me. In the end, I couldn't stand it anymore, so I tried to push past him. That's when the argument started.
5. Clive.
I've been going to the park a lot lately. It's always clean and tidy, so I got annoyed when I saw a woman dropping litter the other day. She was opening sweets and throwing the packets on the ground. Normally, I try to avoid arguments, but I can't stand that sort of behaviour. People should show more respect for the environment. So, I went over and asked her to pick the rubbish up. I expected her to disagree, but she actually apologised and did what I said.